It's Wednesday, May 15th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The Ross County Sheriff's Office asked for the public's help in locating a man missing from the Chetek area since Monday. State Senate Republicans voted to override 9 vetoes from the governor. Spooner Elderly Care Centers are now under new ownership, and Green Bay counts down to hosting the 2025 NFL Draft. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A Chetek area man is missing, and his family and Rusk County Sheriff's Office are asking for the public's help in locating him. 61-year-old Scott Link of Rusk Township was reported missing on Monday. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should contact the Rusk County Sheriff's Office at 715-532-2200. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin Senate has voted to override 9 vetoes of Democratic Governor Tony Evers in a mostly symbolic move that comes less than 6 months before the November election. To be successful, two-thirds of both the Senate and Assembly must vote to override a veto. Republicans have a two-thirds majority in the Senate, but they are short of that in the Assembly. Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer said lawmakers were, quote, wasting time on overrides that Republicans, quote, know won't be sustained. Even though Tuesday's overrides appear ultimately to be doomed, the votes give Republicans fodder for the campaign trail to use against Democrats. State Senate Republicans' veto overrides were blasted by Democrats in a post-session press conference on Tuesday. Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein wanted the chamber to take up bills passed by the Assembly.
They should have let us vote on them. There are so many things that passed the Assembly that the Senate Republicans refused to hear, refused to debate, and obviously today refused to have a vote on anything. This is a shameful day for the state of Wisconsin, and I'm incredibly saddened by it.
Republicans criticized Evers for the vetoes, particularly on bills to allocate $125 million in PFAS remediation and to release $15 million for healthcare services in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties. The state assembly is unlikely to follow suit on the overrides because Republicans in that chamber lack the necessary two-thirds majority. Next week, sections of Main Street and downtown Rice Lake will be closed to replace decorative lighting. Closures are planned for Monday, May 20th, from Messenger to Eau Claire Streets, and Tuesday, May 21st, from Newton to Marshall Streets. The full-day closures may be pushed back to later in the week if there is inclement weather next Monday or Tuesday. Crews will be replacing catenary lights that hang above the street intersections. Two elderly care centers in Spooner are now under new ownership with Dove Healthcare. Maple Ridge Care Center Nursing Home and the Villas at Maple Ridge Assisted Living Residences were purchased by Dove Healthcare this month. Dove owns nursing homes and elderly living facilities in Rice Lake, Barron, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, St. Croix Falls, and elsewhere around the state. Now through Sunday, proceeds from certain drinks at Surge Nutrition in Rice Lake will benefit the Rice Lake Senior Center. Proceeds will be donated from any purchase of 12 West Strawberry and Senior Community Blue Blast drinks. Quality Care Staffing Solutions is matching those donations. The 2025 NFL Draft is coming to Green Bay. Tuesday in Milwaukee, a ceremonial football from this year's host city of Detroit was handed off to begin the countdown. NFL Executive Vice President Jeff Miller.
We had 775,000 people show up for a three-day draft, and I am sure the Packers fans in Wisconsin will take that as a bit of a test to see whether or not we can grow the draft yet further and raise the bar higher.
Governor Tony Evers was on hand to accept the football, which was handed off by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and delivered by the Lake Express Ferry before being taken to Green Bay. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.